25-1903 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing the capital project state legislative priorities for FY26 and repealing resolution number 11-24-1892 in its entirety.
Move to approve resolution number 01-25-1903.
Second.
Motion by Robin, second by DeBoard. And Assembly, you do have the resolution that we are repealing in front of you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This obviously repeals the previous state schedule and adopts a new one. As we go through the legislative process, which just kicked off the 34th state legislature, we're kind of queuing and getting the pulse on things that we think that can actually get approved through the CAPSIS submission process and through the lobbying process. Not all of these projects are CAPSIS submissions necessarily. One of the big changes we made is, and it was actually an error when we adopted this schedule, is putting the Wrangell Harbor Basin dredging on there. It should have been the wastewater treatment plant disinfection upgrades first. And then what that project that we crossed off was referring to is actually the Inner Harbor replacement. And we'll be lobbying for that project to be accepted through the State Harbor Matching Program, which is something we have leveraged multiple times. Shoemaker Myers Chuck is being used right now. So upon completion of that project done, Myers Chuck will be eligible to apply for that. Outside of that, more of the same. Priority number three was a new addition as we've worked through the timber partnership with the Trust Land Office. We're putting together a capital request to the governor's office, to Representative Bynum and Stedman, to kick us off on some surveying costs and road development costs, and if the budget potentially allows, some deep water port development costs to get the exporting site set up for saw logs and other value-add activities. So I'd invite the capital projects director. She's been waiting very patiently on the line to make any further comments. Again, I would just say things like Petroglyph Beach, it may be a CAPSIS request, it may not be. We might just be pushing the needle a little bit with the state to actually own up to their obligation to fund their own infrastructure. SEPA substation is, we're advocating on behalf of SEPA, so we're not actually submitting for requests for ourselves. We're submitting for requests for SEPA to get that transformer upgrade. I'm happy to speak or have Amber speak to specific projects, but entertain any questions.
And Amber and manager, you help us prioritize this list with the prevailing political climate, if you will, and what we can actually achieve or hopefully achieve. Do you have any questions, Assembly Member Dalrymple?
I think it's more of a comment. And I don't care really real strong either way on this, but number seven for the improvements to the Petroglyph Beach, it just bothers me that we would be asking the state for money for the state to fund its own infrastructure. And I sort of get the strategy, I think, there. But at some point, I'd like a little more direct approach to them to say, just turn over the management of the site to us and we'll take care of it. We'll keep the funds. Be a little more direct in this. Maybe this will work or not, but I can't imagine that it would. It hasn't in the last, whatever, 30, 40 years.
Well, and the manager Villarma can tell you when we brought this up with DNR, I don't think they realized they even owned this or it even existed.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Mayor, and thanks to Assemblymember Dalrymple. I share the same opinion. We went through different alternative analysis of management rights for the Petroglyph Beach site, as well as whose obligation it actually is. And it very much is the state's obligation to repair its infrastructure. They might disagree, but we're going to continue to press and seek alternatives. That's just on there because it's a priority. It will potentially not be a CAPSIS submission. If that's the end result and that's the only option the state's going to entertain, then we'll pursue that option. But Amber and I are working with DNR to establish what the best path forward is.
And Amber, do you have anything to add to help us make a decision here?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I don't have anything to add. I think Mason covered all of the projects really well. And just speaking to Assemblymember Dalrymple's concern about the Pensacola Beach visitor platform repairs and restroom upgrades. One of our approaches will be potentially to submit a request to the state to fund the state parks budget to include capital funding for this project. The other idea is that we would ask for the funding to come to us, and we would manage the project under funds allocated from the legislature. We've got a call in to the state director to discuss this. We've had some past discussions with them, and at one point they did suggest that we make a request to the legislature to fund that project and fund their parks. So we're just looking for some more conversation with them to understand what they might recommend for us to do with this item. But it is a priority for us one way or another, and we want to identify it as a priority and move it forward in the best way possible.
Try to push it forward. Thank you.
And Madam Mayor, one last comment is another alternative was lobbying for the tribe to take ownership or management rights of that site, given the cultural significance, and they likely have some funding approaches that aren't available to us. So that was another thing that was discussed and is still kind of ongoing.
Well, if it were in our possession, then that would be an easy transfer, wouldn't it?
Co-management, yeah.
Yeah, or co-management. Yeah. All right, any other comments, Assemblymember Powell?
So on this issue, the land that is next to there is also, am I correct, DNR?
Correct.
Okay.
In a conservation easement.
Yeah.
The Bangerman property.
The Bangerman property, yeah. So I would like to press the issue of them either doing something with that property or relinquishing it to us for development of a parks area. Because if they're not going to do anything with it and it's just sitting there, it's completely stupid to me that we don't take it over and make it, because you can't, the way I think I remember this being done is the only thing that can go there is a park. So if they don't want to do it, and they're not going to do it at all, then relinquish the property to us, and we'll do it ourselves.
Thank you, Assemblymember Dalrymple, through the chair. We did, I don't know if we did as a borough, I don't have enough context for you. Either the borough or the tribe developed a really nice master plan for that area at one point in time with a visitor center and trail network and everything, and Amber might be able to add to this context. My understanding is that property has some environmental contamination, and that's the reason we've not really lobbied hard to seek possession of it. Amber, is that correct, or am I making that up?
There is some truth to that. Mason, I don't know all the details. DEC was looking at that for potential contaminated soil from some oil tank that was there, historically speaking. And it was the state, I believe, who had developed some potential park development plans for that. They were planning to move forward with it before the state's financial situation took a turn in the early 2010s. But there is a conservation easement on it. I think it was originally deeded from the Bangerman family to one of the larger national conservation groups who then in turn deeded it to the state. So I don't know what the details of that, the covenants on that land are, but it would be something we could explore with them.
Yeah.
But there are, we would want to probably explore the issues with that contamination before we, commit to taking on some additional properties that have problems.
Right, and aren't there some graves on the corner of that property?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
There are graves, and the state is aware of those, and we would absolutely, either the state or the borough, any work that's done there, we would preserve those graves, and that would be done in concert with archaeological monitoring efforts.
Okay. All right, and maybe at another time we can discuss with the assembly whether we want to go after this property and take ownership, or if we want to force the state to support its own.
Yeah.
We'll have that as a future agenda item. Okay.
Yeah, I think our goal here was having it on the priority list at this point in time. And Mason, correct me if I'm wrong, please, but I think it is to say to the state, you piece of property. You have a state park in this community that you have not taken care of in some time, and it needs repairs. We're willing to help you accomplish this and anybody you can, but you've got to come forward with the money to take care of your facility.
Well, and even more significantly, the state is charging to view this park, to visit the their state park, so they should have funds to support it. All right, any other questions before I call poll vote? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item E is our federal priorities. Resolution number 101-25-1904 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing the capital project federal legislative priorities for FY26 and repealing resolution number 11-24-1891 in its entirety.
Move to approve resolution number 101-25-1904.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is a little bit more complex. It's a little bit more involved than the federal schedule is. We did change things around fairly significantly. And keep in mind the previous discussion about the FY25 CDS requests, the FY26 CDS requests, FY25 still moving forward. We do have to resubmit those, but they're not on our schedule because we're crossing our fingers that those are going to get through. So these are geared towards FY26 priorities from the federal legislature. And what we've changed from the previous version is we've stuck the harbor dredging item up to the front. But a key thing to note here is these are not all CDS requests. These are in support of some programmatic funding requests, which is different. We pursue those differently in the case of the dredging project, programmatic funding in their operating budget through the Corps, as opposed to a direct earmark through the Senator's office.
So tell the community and better yet, the Assembly, what you mean by programmatic funding.
So essentially, and as I understand, Amber, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, but there's several different ways to approach the Corps for funding a project. And the standard way of approaching them is ensuring they have the funding available in their operating budget. That's one option. There's a Section 107 program that we've ruled out, and we won't get into the weeds on that. And then there's a CDS request option, which ultimately will flow through their operating budget and program. Oftentimes, when we apply for CDS money, it will flow through an agency's program anyway, much like our RAISE grant will flow through the Department of Transportation, like our public safety building will flow through rural development. Am I explaining that fairly well, Amber?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So we bumped the dredging project up because core to our Wrangell Harbor Basin project is the dredging work that needs to be done. We can't proceed with the rest of the project without dredging, so essentially we're on a critical path with that work to be performed. And we're 3 years out from being on the operations plan for the core right now. It's not necessarily a funding problem as much as it is a time problem. As I understand it, they've previously committed to several other projects. They acknowledge that Wrangell needs to be done, and they're working really hard with us right now to get us on a schedule. But that's that project, and they kind of move through a little bit faster. Everybody knows the flume. We've talked about the flume a lot. That's that decrepit, homemade structure on top of our watershed that collects water into our reservoir and redirects it into the upper reservoir. Pretty handy back in the day that they had the manpower to do that, but it doesn't efficiently capture water like it should. We want to get a correct system and maximize watershed into the upper reservoir before we consider other options. I think back in the day we talked about Sunrise Lake, we talked about Mill Creek, and all these other water exploration options. But again, as I understand it, when we had certain droughts in previous periods, Trident's in the room, it wasn't because we didn't have the water, it's because we couldn't process it fast enough. Now, if we could have processed it fast enough, what would have happened? We don't know. But in the case of this, we really want to capture the watershed as efficiently as we can, effectively as we can, and that's that project. And Senator Murkowski sits on the Department of Interior, which does appropriate utility-like projects like water and sewer, and that's why we always put something on our list, because Senator Murkowski does a very good job of taking care of the city and borough of Wrangell. We also have the Wrangell Deepwater Port Subdivision Utility Development. We don't have water and wastewater or stormwater management systems out on the mill property. So that is something that we need to do to make it an attractive property to sell or lease, and that's an opportunity to do that through the senator as well. Again, a utility project. And those two are the only projects we will submit for CDS, the flume and the utility development at the mill. Everything else our plan is to submit through other programs, or the pertinent program, relevant program rather. Secure Rural Schools, that's merely just lobbying for extension of the program that expired, and moving into FY26 to establish a new sunset provision. Or most recently, we did just craft a letter, Patty and I did, to the state legislator in support of Representative Bynum from our home district, proposing House Joint Resolution number 5, which extends SRS funding permanently, and so it doesn't ever sunset, and we can bank on that. So really thank Representative Bynum for bringing that forward as one of his first big measures, huge for our community. So merely just a support priority there. And then 5 and 6, I'm not going to pronounce it right. Shaq, can you? No, I'm not going to start. I'm not going to do it. Mountain View Trail Extension Project, kindly named after the native phrase for land over the muskeg. So that project is in anticipation of a flap program re-rolling out in FY26. That's the program that funded the Mount Dewey Trail Extension. And we previously also got the Nectar grant, but turned that back, if you remember, through the FLAP program. And then the Shoemaker Park Highway Safety and Federal Land Access Program would also be a FLAP project. So we wouldn't be getting CDS requests for them, but we would just be putting them on our federal priority list so we can actually get those and show our support for them. Amber's laughing at my pronunciation.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Any questions? Assemblymember Dalrymple.
I'm still struggling with the idea of a capital list and the kind of the lobbying, if you will, for secure rural schools especially. You know, that is super important program. Do you think it's going to gain us anything by having it on this list?
Am
I too restrictive in what a capital list is?
Yeah, thanks, Assemblymember Dalrymple. I do think this is refined to a list of federal priorities rather than just capital items.
Okay.
And by extension, the Secure Rural Schools program has been a big supporting revenue stream of our capital infrastructure.
Yeah, huge.
But I do agree with you, it's not a true capital project request, but we tend to put other initiatives. We would put economic development initiatives ideally on this list. And what I'm going to do after these both pass and Amber and I create the CDS and CAPSIS requests is we're going to package a briefing report to all you assembly members as well as borough officials, just to be able to speak pretty intelligently about all these projects. I know that you would anyway, but it'd be a nice cheat sheet for everybody in case you do run across a representative or find yourselves up in the state legislature. So.
And we do have an assembly member, Robbins, who will be up there, so she'll need that package for the state. Any other questions? All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly members, DeBoard?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Page 328, item F, resolution number 01-25-1905 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing a special committee under Wrangell Municipal Code 3.04.060 to review and oversee the transition of barge service operations to the 6 Mile Mill site property.
Move to approve resolution number 01-25-1905.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins. Administrative report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I was cleaning out the office this last weekend and stumbled upon the 1977 drawings and as-builts of our city dock and barge ramp, and that is 48 years ago. So we are above the useful life on the barge ramp. It's acknowledged that we don't have the money to replace the barge ramp. There's certain maintenance activities that are beyond our ability right now as a port and harbor enterprise fund. We have desired to relocate the barge service yard out to the mill site for, I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, decades. It's been talked about, or another alternative site to open up the opportunity for a waterfront development master plan. We want another hotel. We want more tourism retail space. We want another park down there, maybe another dock for a partner cruise line. Just it's a core piece of our potential economic development opportunities. And this is a committee that would be established to oversee this transition. We're really gracious for our partners. We have really, really great partners in AML, Linden and Sampson. They've been really great. We had a meeting at Southeast Conference with those parties, and really appreciate Dan Kelly at AML, Don Reed, and Corey Bagan at Sampson. They've just been really great to work with. So this is being brought before the assembly because I think what's plagued the borough in the past is we've had lots of manager turnover, we've had lots of assembly turnover, and there's never been a consistent vehicle to drive this change. And so I'm hoping that this will provide the consistency we need. Those members that will serve on this special committee, it'll be comprised of the Economic Development Director, the Port Commission, a Port Commissioner, the Borough Manager, a Borough Assembly Member, and the Harbor Master. So those are the So those are the positions. I would just encourage you in this item to actually appoint the Assembly position, and then the Port Commission can do the same.
It's not on the agenda to appoint. We can do that February 11 when we have a full assembly.
I would say if the assembly approves this resolution, I would go ahead and appoint somebody. It's because it's in the resolution.
Okay.
To appoint, yeah.
Okay. Before we do that, assembly, I can't make a motion as mayor, but I've had the opportunity to talk with our former governor, Murkowski. And we were mentioning this barge movement to the old mill site. He would be instrumental in offering some background and some counsel. And I'd like to have someone, or with your permission, to add him as a member of the commission.
Madam Mayor, I think the proper procedure would be to amend the resolution under Section 2,
Section 2.
A resident of the community, and then appoint Mr. Frank Murkowski.
Well, or just appoint?
Well, the citizens might be a little bit different.
Yeah, if it's going to be if it's going to be amended for a community member, I would say that should be advertised.
Okay.
He's also the ex-governor.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you want to do it, it's fine. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I would rather push it.
Being ex-governor has its liberties, right?
Yeah, and I want his wisdom on some other things we have planned too. So
I would be, if somebody makes a motion, I'd
like to make a motion to amend the Section 2 to add a person at large, community member.
Second.
Okay. We have an amendment. Any discussion? So this would constitute a advertisement then for member at large.
Yeah.
And notice that the mayor's not even on it. So, but anyway. All right. Any other discussion? All right, poll vote on the amendment to include a member at large.
Assemblymember Robbins?
Yes.
Darrenfeld?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes. Assemblymember Powell?
I'd like to express my, to be on this committee.
Okay. Let's appoint you after we approve the main motion as amended.
Okay.
And see if there's any objection. Any question on main motion as amendment, as amended? I'm glad I moved my time up. Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And now, is there any dissent with appointing Vice Mayor Powell to this committee? Or is there any other assembly member who wishes to be on the committee? All right. Hearing none, I'm going to appoint him.
Thank you.
Clerk. Okay, thank you for volunteering. All right, and we'll advertise for member at large. Item H is on page 348, resolution number 01-25-1907 of the Assembly of the City of Burlington. I was on a roll there.
332.
G is on 332, thank you. Resolution number 01-25-1906 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY25 budget by accepting a grant in the amount of $5 million, from the State of Alaska Designated Legislative Grant Program for the Dam Safety and Stabilization Improvements Project.
Move to approve resolution 01-25-1906.
Second.
Okay, motion by Robbins, second by Powell. This is a big one.
It is a very big one. Thank you, Madam Mayor. We're going to kind of expedite the next three items. These are all designated legislative grants that we received over the last fiscal period. $5 million is this item for the dam. Thank you to Governor Dunleavy after the landslide. This is a project that he very passionately funded in his own capital budget, only infrastructure project that was funded by the governor directly in the budget in FY25, so appreciate that. The next project, Emergency Access Road, same story, except credited to Senator Steadman, and then 6.5 through the Department of Education. I'd really credit Dan Ortez for bringing that home as a representative. Those are all projects that we anticipate here in the future. It's just proper procedure to approve the amounts into our budgets and to authorize expenditure.
Thank you. And thank you for including all the paperwork that goes with this.
Yeah.
And all the accounting and all the timelines.
All that credit goes to Amber. She did a lot of work on that, so I appreciate our capital projects director very much.
Yeah, that's good for us and the public to see. Any comments or questions, Assembly? All right, good thing. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And
yes. Now item H, page 348, resolution number 01-25-1907 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY25 budget by accepting a grant in the amount of $200,000 from the State of Alaska Designated Legislative Program for the East Channel Emergency Access Route Project.
Move to approve resolution number 01-25-1907.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins. As the manager indicated, this is our emergency access route. And thanks, Senator Steadman. A poll vote, please.
Assembly members Robbins?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Board?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item I, page 364. Resolution 01-25-1908 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY25 budget by accepting a grant in the amount of $6,479,206 from the State of Alaska Department of Education and Early Development for the Wrangell Schools Renovation Three Sites Project.
Move to approve resolution 01-25-1908.
Second.
Okay, motion by Robbins, second by Powell. Another good thing, this was the match to the $3.5 million bond that the voters graciously approved. Mm-hmm. Any comments? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Ford?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item J, page 367, resolution 01-25-1909 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the FY25 budget by accepting a grant in the amount of $222,500 from the State of Alaska Harbor Facility Grant Program for the Myers-Chuck Harbor Replacement Float Procurement Project.
Move to approve Resolution 01-25-1909.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Robbins. Again, accepting a grant. Any comments?
A little different, if I might just add. This is a bit different than we're doing with the previous items, and as I understand it, Harbor Matching Program is they're required to assign an agreement for each portion that goes out to bid, and would then incrementally accept that revenue. So this project in total is nearly $2.2 million, as the 50% cost match would project of the $1.1 million that you see there on page 368. So we are incrementally accepting the grant as we meet critical milestones of the project. It's a little bit different just based off of how we're bidding out this project. We're not just hiring a general and they're procuring all the materials and everything. This is just for the float procurement of Myers-Chuck. You will see an amendment on this in the next assembly meeting, I think, if I'm right, Amber, for another 50 feet of float, given we went way under budget on the procurement bids. So.
And I noticed the second quarter budget report, we realized $70 revenue.
For the Harbor Matching?
No, from Myers-Chuck.
Oh, from Myers-Chuck.
Yeah.
I'll hold my comments.
Yeah. Any comment? Poll vote, please, before I get in trouble.
Powell?
Yes.
Board?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Darrenville?
Yes.
And Mayor Gillard?
Yes. Item K. This is on page 403, resolution number 01-25-1910 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the creation of the human resources manager / executive assistant position and amending the non-union wage and grade table.
Move to approve resolution number 01-25-1910.
Second.
Okay, motion by Robbins, second by DeBoard. Manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is an item to sell Myers-Chuck to Ketchikan.
No, no.
Oh, sorry.
We've moved on.
Sorry.
Do not publish that, please.
All right.
We're getting a little punchy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is a very important item. It's a job description creation for the human resources manager / executive assistant. The Assembly and I have had thorough dialogue on creating support for the organization, especially at the administrative level. And if I could speak candidly, the borough manager, I think a lot of the issue in our turnover in our past is the expectation and amount of coverage that is responsible for the position is just merely too much to do the job well in every single aspect. I think we've been doing pretty darn good, but I think there's certain opportunities that we are missing. And full disclosure, the human resources sector of our administration it requires a pretty robust overhaul. This just never happened. There's a lot of liabilities that I think exist that we've not realized, thank God. But a testament of this is, for example, we've had library director, economic director, development director that served for 34 years. They had 4 evaluations in their file. That's because there was no oversight. I think the Assembly's evaluation process could probably be reformed too for the manager to some degree. It's not just evaluations, it's benefit renewals, it's assistance to the borough manager, including executive support scheduling. One thing that you'll notice about our city hall compared to many other city halls, actually I don't know of any other one, is you can pretty much just walk right down the hallway to my office and talk to me about anything you want. That's not productive in the business day, as much as I'd love to spend each day with community members, and I do to some degree, there needs to be a bit of a buffer. This position would create that buffer and I could delegate tasks to them as special assignments to create better productivity from the administrative department. There's a lot of things this role is, and I encourage you to look at the job description and ask questions if you have anything. But we did steal elements of this job description from Petersburg Borough that does have this position, and just entertain any questions.
Thank you. Assemblymember Dalrymple?
Kind of comments and questions, but there's a mention of here of this position doing discipline. Can you describe how you see that, Mason?
Because yeah.
I don't know that that's the appropriate level. It seemed to me that that would be reserved for you, and this person would support and advise you on that. But is this person actually going to be doing a supervisory role on the rest of the employees?
Thank you, Assemblymember Donoville, through the chair. Great question. It is not something I would expect this position to actually perform the discipline as much as I'd like to, because I hate that part of the role. Nobody likes to do it, but that is a responsibility of the borough manager. It would actually be more facilitation of the records and the vast amount of record keeping and documentation that goes on in the discipline process, especially with having employees subject to a collective bargaining agreement and now two potential collective bargaining agreements. So,
and it's a multi-step process.
It's a multi-step process. This position, if I might, is also going to be responsible for certification renewal, which poor oversight across the organization for decades on renewal of wastewater certificates, for our lineman apprenticeship program, for even professional development opportunities, organizing those in a fashion that not only takes advantage of cost savings, but really is developing people by position. I think these are really great opportunities that we just haven't been able to capture because we don't have the staff to do it. And I could go on and on, but I'll just entertain any questions.
Our insurance company offers very lucrative rebates if we perform certain tasks, so we need to take advantage of that. Assemblymember Dalrymple?
The other one, this is directly related to the position, but I think to achieve what I envision that this position would be some sort of reorganization of that front office for the public interface, and to make it work, both for that person and you,
thank
and the
you.
Public. So,
yeah,
just a comment.
Thank you, Assemblymember Donoville. That is in our plans to do.
Any other questions? All right, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assemblymembers DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Assembly, we're going to skip down to item M, page 414, resolution number 01-25-1912 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing application to the state for a loan from the Clean Water State Revolving Loan Fund for the Wastewater Treatment Plant Effluent Disinfection Project.
Move to approve resolution number 01251912.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The state revolving fund, a loan fund, is something we utilize for clean water and clean drinking water programs. Namely, we have several in play for our water treatment plant under the Clean Drinking Water SRF program. This is anticipation of planning related activities for the development of a wastewater treatment plant, of which we've already submitted a construction grant to Senator Murkowski that's pending approval. This is for $175,000. We've already been provided $75,000 of that $175,000 in loan forgiveness, a subsidy. The process for getting SRF funding is to get on an intended use list, then approval, and then we have to actually submit a loan application to them and go through a bit of an underwriting process. And I thank Amber for putting together this item and encourage any questions.
And for some reason, I wrote myself a note, 12 months. Does that mean we have 12 months to plan this plant? I don't know why I wrote that note, but anyway.
I don't know about 12 months. I do know that our waiver will, the timeline for our waiver will start in November of 25, and we'll have 5 years to complete the project to satisfy existing requirements. Now, with the new administration, who knows what that looks like, but I think we can bank on a higher regulatory environment moving forward regardless.
And for the public, can you just do a real quick description why we're in this situation?
Yeah, I'm actually going to invite Amber to do it because she'll be able to thoroughly...
Just to remind the public, because this may be a big dollar amount we're faced with.
Oh, I'm sure. Thank you. And Tom Hoyter is also on the line if he wants to add anything that I may miss that he thinks is important to share. But, Madam Mayor, your 12-month note likely pertains to the timeline, that five-year timeline that's been provided to the sewer department to comply and show, results from the discharge that meets the water quality standards. The first 12 months after the permit has been issued, the new permit has been issued, we are to have the results from this alternatives analysis complete. So that's why we chose to move forward and fast track looking for some funding that would help. We knew that the SRF program would likely offer us some forgiveness on a loan if we apply for it, and sure enough, we have seen that $75,000 forgiveness on the $175,000 loan amount that we requested. So we will move forward and submit the application. Once we get the approval of the loan, we'll have to solicit for engineering services competitively and move forward with this. But the reason for this, and Tom, please step in, the short answer to that question is, with the renewal of the EPA's discharge permit that the sewer department has, they are required to do a review and receive feedback from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation as well. And based on the standards of water quality standards from the state, they are requiring some additional effluent treatment. And that will require likely disinfection. We hope only disinfection to be added to the treatment and not secondary treatment. And at this point, they're not requiring that. But we are looking at a significant capital improvement project. It was suggested by one of the engineering firms that we contracted with earlier to do some of the modeling that was required, the discharge modeling required by DEC, that we're likely looking at a close to probably a $15 million disinfection plan. Tom, if you'd like to jump in and add anything, please do.
And for the public, this is Public Works Director Tom Weider. Tom, do you have anything to add? We may have lost his.
May have lost him.
That may have stepped away.
That is okay. I think you did a great job explaining it, Amber. And yeah.
And several other communities are faced with this same dilemma.
Nine.
We're one of nine.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any questions, Assembly? All right, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assemblymember, Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. We're skipping down to item O. Thank you. Approval of a memorandum of understanding between the Trust Land Office and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Move to approve a memorandum of understanding between the Trust Land Office and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is an item that the Assembly has seen a draft version before. This is the fully executed Trust Land Office MOU. If I'm excited about anything, it's this potential partnership and the fruits of it. We have a great resource here in the form of timber and our entitlement lands, as well as the trust lands, and as well as DNR lands, if they can join the party. So to speak, this trust land office MOU really focuses on we have mutual interest as key landowners in the Wrangell district in close proximity to one another. We both want to benefit, well, for Wrangell, our constituents, and for them, their shareholders, in the way of processing timber and harvesting it. So this will focus on three things: timber production, evaluation, analysis, and execution of harvest. Number two, investing in critical infrastructure and inviting private partners to develop value-added resources here in Wrangell. It'd be a shame just to send saw logs out whole. We'll do it if there's no value-added partners, but at the end of the day, this is a partnership we want We want contractors coming in here to develop micro-kit homes and cabins and land beam bridges and things that can be used right here in the state of Alaska. Big agenda item of the governor. And then the third aspect of the partnership is to continue to lobby for certain DNR actions, including upping DNR's five-year timber schedule, anything in the Wrangell District area, or if it's not even on the schedule, putting it on there in the Wrangell District area. Right now we have Earl West slated for 2026 for timber harvest by DNR. That's great, a great start, but we want more. Again, go to alaskamapper.com to see the DNR land holdings. And then also we want them to really push to get our patents for our entitlement lands and just be done with the long and monotonous process.
Good.
And I would just say I thank the Trust Land Office, really, really exceptional group of small town folks that some come from Montana and across the Midwest. They all live in Alaska now. But they get it. They get what timber does. They get what resources do. I would have liked to say that they chose us off of merit to be their partner, but I think they chose us by default because nobody else is doing this work, and we are positioned very, very well to take advantage of state timber harvest as well as potential federal timber harvest, and we want to position ourselves as such.
And the governor may have some play in this too, recommending Wrangell.
I think we will get the governor down here hopefully over the summer months when we have a logger in town.
Yeah. And revenue from this venture, the assembly will decide where that goes. My dream is a revenue stream to repair roads and sidewalks. And Assembly Member DeBoard wants playgrounds. So that's a decision for later. Any questions, comments? Poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item Q, page 441, resolution number 01-25-1915 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, to amend the FY25 budget and reappropriate unspent committed funds from the FY24 budget for the vac truck procurement in the General Fund Public Works Department.
Move to approve resolution number 1-25-1915.
Second.
Okay, motion by Robin, second by Powell. This is sort of housekeeping, but manager, anything to say?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We elected to purchase a new vac truck, which has recently just been deployed. Works great. That budget amendment that we did in FY24 did not translate or get reappropriated in the FY25 budget process. And so this is merely just a housekeeping item to do so because the vac truck has not incurred the expense that is, not until FY25 when it was delivered FOB Wrangell. And so more of an accounting thing than anything.
Right. Okay. And as you say, the vac truck has already been used.
Already been used.
Broke in. Any questions, comments? Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly Members DeBoard?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item R, page 445, approval of change order number 7 to McGee Constructors Incorporated in the amount of $52,812.71 for the water treatment plant improvements project.
Move to approve change order number 7 to McGee Constructors Incorporated, amount of $52,812.71 for the water treatment plant improvement project.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins. Information is listed there for us.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. I think the agenda statement does a good job of summing up what the $57K is comprised of, and quite honestly, I don't even know what half that means. These are the experts dealing with it. We are under budget and on time with this project. Amber, I would invite you to speak to the elements of the project if Assembly members have any questions.
Assembly Member Dalrymple.
I'm looking still, but I want to commend you guys on showing the accounting and the amendments throughout this process. Is very useful to me. And I can't find it right now, but if I remember, if I'm interpreting this right, there's roughly $300 and some thousand dollars left.
Yep, that's correct. That's on page 462. Yep. I thank Amber for producing this report. $325,000 residual.
You think that will be adequate? Or will we be within budget, you think, as we get close to the end here?
I do. Thank you, Assemblymember Dalrymple. Well, I do believe so, and we also do not have some of our other funding instruments listed in our total accounting for that, one of which would include the CDS request that was approved last in FY24 for $2.5 million for the water treatment plant. So we will come in certainly under budget, and we're nearly there.
Looks good.
After many, many years of planning, and the original price tag of Vice Mayor Powell was
$9 million.
And we were afraid it would go to 10, just scared to death. So I'm glad this assembly is acting with deliberation. All right, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Robbins?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Last item for tonight, page 465, item S, approval of a professional services contract award to DataMark in the amount of $79,855 for the NG911 addressing identification project.
Move to approve professional service contract awarded to DataMark in the amount of $79,855 for the NG911 addressing identification project.
Second.
Motion by Powell, second by Robbins. This has been a long time coming.
Long time coming. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Many of us in the Wrangell community don't have addresses. We're just known as the house with the red door to the right of so-and-so's house. And that doesn't do very good in the case of emergencies sometimes. So this is not only something we're doing for the sake of emergency, but as a matter of convenience too for citizens. This is funded by a program, the State Homeland Security Program, that we've gotten each year for the last 4 years. It was funded to a degree of $87,000. The bids came in under for not only the analysis and evaluation of our needs, but actually the implementation too. So excited about that bid mark. They did solicit, received two firms that submit to the request for qualifications, and DataMark was selected by the committee, so which happened to be the cheaper option too.
Right, and get addresses, and that'll take some time.
It'll take some time, but essentially what that means is they will update our GIS system to have addresses in that system, and then hopefully that will translate out to into the field.
Good. Any questions or comments as you're packing up? Poll vote, please.
Sure. Assembly Members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Attorney's file is available for you. We will adjourn at 8:43 p.m. And for the record, Powell had 8:47. That's why he was stalled.